not understand you. You beg for me to let you rest, and so I do, since your feeble little body needs sleep. I let you sleep, and you do not enjoy it. You fight it. This hardly seems like rest. I don't get why this is helpful for you. Perhaps if you needed more incentive, if not, I'll just have to keep your body pinned here. You're upset. I thought you weren't scared of me. Apologize if I was. I suppose I am getting grumpy, if you would, and being disturbed. I don't understand why you're thrashing around in your sleep. I might be inside of you, but I can't see everything in your head. Not when it's subconscious thoughts. Thoughts you're not even aware of. Dreams. Yes, I am aware of the concept of that. Your kind, when you sleep, you can experience fantasies happening that you can or cannot remember when you awaken. So, I am not privy to them, since you weren't actually thinking. I suppose it's some of the only thoughts you have that are still yours and not ours. I don't understand what you're upset about. Right, I'll let you go. Don't leak from your eyes. Of course, I understand what you're feeling. I don't understand why. What can I do to help? Hold you. Am I not ready? I am inside every one of your bones and veins. Right. You don't have to snap at me. Fine. Would you have me? My torso growing out of your back an extra pair of arms wrapping around you. Alright. And this is a comfort. I suppose it is. Nice to have. Another body pressed against you. You know you never need to feel alone anymore, right? Do you want to explain what is happening? Because I do not understand. And I fear that my reaction has only upset you further. Nightmares. Explain. Well, I have heard the word. Well, in terms of I've met someone called Nightmare, but I don't think that's who you're referring to. I understand that they take their name. Terrifying thoughts or dreams. Our kind doesn't have dreams, not that sort. Some of us who are taking to Earth might be understanding the idea of dreams as in ambitions or goals, but those that come in sleep, they're not something that we experience. What is a nightmare to you? A type of dream that comes in your sleep that is unkind. They are not real, so I when you are in them, you do not know that you are dreaming. And so, you think what is happening is actually happening in reality. And so you cry out. And when you wake up, you can be disoriented, not realize that what just happened didn't actually happen, I see. For a species so simple, lacking in abilities compared to other species, that seems a cruel complex part of your brains. What on earth could you need it for? Why would a species evolve to include such a thing? No one knows what the meaning of them are, and what truly goes on in your brains when you're asleep. fascinating. But that certainly explains your reaction, then. Would you like to tell me what happened in your dream? You don't have to. I don't know if it's a comfort to tell you that it wasn't real. You understand that it wasn't real. You just didn't know while it was happening. If I could, I would invade your dreams and keep you safe. I do not think that is within my powers, though. Perhaps you could get used to me enough. I thought you might be by now. That then, even in your dreams, you are still paired with me. And you are not on your own. I suppose you cannot control what you dream about. No. It is. You do find it pleasant to have me here. I'm not sure anyone has ever found my company pleasant. Strange little. Well, at least know that now I have you, and even when you are dreaming that I'm still here, keeping an eye on our body. Nothing could hurt. I would not let them. No one can sneak up on us. I am never fully resting. If there were a... what do you not think about? Monsters under the bed. I could strangle it. Tear it limb from limb. Break any wrist that tried to shoot out and grab you without you even waking up. I will always. I do not wish for another host. We are perfectly bonded. We are. You may sleep, little human, if you wish. And if you wish, I will keep my arms wrapped around you. Our arms wrapped around us. And drift back off if you can. I'll always be here.